Welcome to Building Texas with Justin McKenzie and Summer Babarek, sponsored by the Bernie Kendall County Economic Development Corporation and Das Greenhouse. And now, here's your host, Justin McKenzie.
Building Texas is a weekly show with host Justin McKenzie about the inner workings of your local civics. We'll interview the elected officials and business leaders affecting your issues and uncover the power you have to forge the future. I'm excited to be visiting with Callie today, Callie from Manifestive Design, and we're going to be talking a lot about work and really the creative side of work mixed with a little precision and excellence and how Callie's been able to build Manifestive over the last 2 years. I remember y'all coming out in Manifestive making a splash. It's a pleasure to have you today at Das Greenhouse, and you're here at Das Greenhouse every day.
Every day. I always walk past, but I never get to really see what's happening on the inside, so this is a fun treat for me too.
Well, we are going to take the opportunity and really just dive into the entrepreneurship side of what you do, the business leader side of what you do, and talk about how you've grown what I think is a modern company in today's world and probably more common than people understand.
I would highly agree with that. We, for the first year and a half, we were fully remote, aka working out of our houses. There's 9 people on our team, including myself. So me and 8 other people. And I'd say half of our team is scattered through Austin, Pflugerville area. And then the other half is San Antonio, Helotes, Leon Springs, Fernie. We're everywhere, but we spend a lot of time on video chats and chatting each other. So we're never really that far away from each other. We stay very highly connected through a morning meeting that we have religiously, all hands on deck. But it's been so nice to get to move into a physical space. It's just me most of the time in my physical space, but it at least creates an opportunity with clients in a much less awkward way.
Yeah, not in your garage or your bat. They're using your bathroom. They're in your dinner table.
And I've got a cat. And so it's like, are you allergic to cats?
Yeah. As we talk about a modern company, you don't service customers solely here locally. You have customers across the country, which is really the benefit for a business owner today. And 30 years ago, that was a much harder reality. But today, you're servicing customers across the country.
We've got customers in Atlanta, Cayman Islands, yeah. New York, all different kinds of states. Every client we get, we love our clients. We like to treat our clients really well because in our minds, that's the best form of marketing. Definitely the least expensive kind of marketing.
You can
capitalize on leads and referrals. But, you know, we'll work with somebody out of state and then they'll tell somebody else in that state and they'll tell somebody else in that state. And so now it's like we have all these leads coming in and we'll get tripped up sometimes because we'll put a meeting on the calendar. They requested at 10 o'clock. But they're like, wait, you're in central time zone. We're like, wait, you're not? Like, where are you? It's funny. It's become more of an afterthought even than it is like the first thought.
And we'll come back to the modern company concept because I think it's a big piece of your story now. But tell us about Manifestive Design. Where did you start in design work? And we say marketing, but what does that really mean? So help us understand Manifestive.
That's a loaded question.
That's what I do.
We have a little niche inside of the marketing world where we are not a full service marketing agency. We are really a creative studio where we actually become a great partner for marketing companies in general also. So we are really more focused on content creation and who a company is kind of in and of themselves. So we do a lot of brand strategy work, like who are you? What is your value proposition? How are you different than your competitors? What makes you unique? And then let's help you figure out how to capitalize on that. But visually, more than anything, there's always a discrepancy between the words you're saying and then the visuals you're putting out there. And so our expertise is in having those marry up so that what you're saying actually matches the way you're saying it and what that looks like. And I mean, you'd be so surprised how when it's not all in alignment, people get very confused very quickly. You may not realize it, but you're telling them lots of different stories by even your nonverbals and things like that.
Well, we do that in And I just think of our Main Street businesses, the brick and mortars. They forget to turn the close sign to open. It's that kind of they're communicating to their potential customers and missing opportunity. And it was a big aha moment for me to realize the internet's no different than Main Street. You have to have a front page that attracts, that wants you to walk in the door and wants you to dive deeper. I appreciate what you're saying because we have so many entrepreneurs and small businesses that walk through the door of Das Greenhouse say, I need help with marketing. It's a longer conversation than that.
It really is.
But it's a struggle conversation because we have it oft. Mm-hmm. There's a big misconception that, oh, marketing is everything marketing, right, when it's really a sectional industry.
Right. I see it broken into three, honestly. I would say, so we're on the content side. Basically, it's earned and paid and owned. So earned media, that's like your PR, right? So somebody comes in like, I'm going to feature in an article. I'm going to highlight you in this newspaper. That's earned. You didn't pay for that. You just got that by being super connected. You're paid. That's the piece of marketing that most people, I think, tend to think about. Yep. It's like, I'm going to go place an ad. I'm going to buy online digital ads. But you're owned. That's where we live. We live in this owned world where it's your logo. It's your website. It's brochures. It's your business cards. It's your email signature.
It's your stationery. Story.
It's you and the words you're using, how you're talking about yourself. So that's where we live mostly day-to-day basis. Now, somebody goes out and purchases an ad, we can design that ad and we can help you figure out what it should say, what it should look like, all those things. But our lane is that owned.
I'm glad you said that, though, because a lot of people will say, oh, I just need to boost my post. I need to do social media ads. I need to do what everybody else is doing. But typically in our entrepreneurial world and small business world, they haven't made the investment in their own messaging. And where I see that, we talked about referrals earlier, where that becomes really tricky is if the referrals don't know how to talk about you. If their story's even just a slight different story, that wonderful introduction becomes a bad first impression or a missed first impression, maybe.
100%. And even to the point where people come to us and they're like, you know, I'm ready to invest in all these digital ads, but I invested and I'm not getting any conversions.
Yeah.
That is probably the biggest problem we solve is that you can spend so much money in marketing and going and trying to get people to come visit your website. But if when they get there, your messaging and your visuals and like everything's out of alignment and they can't understand what you do or how you're going to help them, you're going to lose that lead. They're going to bounce like that. 94% of that is based on your visuals and not even what it says.
So when you say visuals, you're thinking colors, fonts, bold presentation, lesser presentation, but it really just depends on the personality of the business.
Right. And all of that is every font choice, every color choice, even the proportions of the colors and the proportions of the fonts and the way it's laid out. Is it layered? What kind of photography are you using? Are you using a texture? Are you using pattern? Every tiny piece of it means something. If you don't know what it means, most people probably can't articulate why it feels a way, but it feels a way and it's saying stuff. So that's where our superpower lies, is we know how to make it say what you want it to say. So once you can communicate to us how you want to come across, we can capture that and make it look that way.
I'm going to lean further into my brick and mortar example because you go into a business park that's very intentional, well-designed. It feels good to be there. Like, I want to go in all the stores. But you go into a business park where signs are hanging loose and there's a paint problem and there's, like, visually we can see that when we do, like, I can think of examples now. And that's the same thing on the internet. You turn a corner, you end up at a site. Are you looking at a nice business park or are you looking at one that needs investment? And that investment really does make a difference. Keep going back to referrals because they need to be proud and able to easily say, here it is, and here's where it brought value to my business.
Even speaking of that pride point, it makes it easier for business owners too, to want to sell themselves. Every business owner, they always get a little reluctant to be braggy, right? They don't want to be like, oh, look at me, I'm awesome. But if you can give them something that they're really proud of, then they want to promote themselves because they have something cool to show you. Most of the testimonials we receive are around that pride factor.
Well, in the conversation we're having about work today, attraction of talent, employees, is a big thing. Not only are you attracting customers, it's talent acquisition. We know a marketing person that's her job, her company's role is to help find employees for a very niche industry. And so they have to do all of that visually. Well, you're listening to Building Texas on 103.9 FM Bernie Radio. We're here with Callie from Manifestive Design. And after the break, we're going to dive more into the conversation around business owners. This is Justin McKenzie from Building Texas. Today's segment is brought to you by Das Greenhouse. Das Greenhouse is a business incubator launched here in Bernie to serve our local community. Das Greenhouse is a place where you can come to grow your idea. Our goal is to make Bernie accessible to people who are looking to grow a business, expand a business, or learn more about what's out there in their community and get involved. Visit us at dasgreenhouse.org or come visit us at 7 Upper Balcones Road, Bernie, Texas. Das Greenhouse. Welcome back to Building Texas on 103.9 FM Bernie Radio. Continuing our conversation with Callie from Manifestive Designs, we talked a little bit about the struggle of a business owner to promote their own business. Is that a relatable conversation?
It's the whole, cobbler's kids never has any shoes. Yeah. It's really easy for us to do it for other people, but when it comes to doing it for ourselves.
Well, I liked how you broke it out into three buckets, and I want to remind people, owned marketing is really the story that you tell. And in a modern company, that is your web presence, that's your social presence, that's your print presence. But it's also you as a small business owner showing up. And I see you in a lot of places around the community doing great work. But how do you overcome the challenge of self-promotion?
Oh, I like to go in the back door. Honestly, it's been about planting seeds from the beginning. We've been in Bernie now for probably 14 years. And when we first got here and nobody knew who we were, you couldn't just show up and be like, hire me, I'm awesome. Did I know I was awesome? Yes. But you can't just go around telling people that. But luckily in our industry, we could show them. So we planted a lot of seeds by donating work or sponsoring things where we could demonstrate the work for free so that they could see the value we were bringing to the table. And we planted a lot of those seeds, a lot of those seeds. But we also, made it a point to align with organizations that we knew would help us in the long run too. We got highly involved with the Bernie Chamber very early on, and they've been so significant in our development. In just, they've been a big supporter of ours. It goes both ways though, right? We've donated a lot of work over the years, but they have really made a lot of strong connections for us on our behalf also. And then even just recently, we got to redesign their website because we won the RFP. It's nice. It all comes back and it all goes full circle. We've donated work to the Cibolo Nature Center and then also done some paid work. We've donated to Hill Country Daily Bread and then also gotten to do some paid work. And so those little seeds that we plant, because we believe in the organizations too, that's being in a small community, right? Everybody kind of looks out for everybody. Everybody ends up getting what they need, but we're better for those relationships all over the place.
Well, and I think the broader area as well, because as we look at Das Greenhouse and having you in the building, we've immediately recognized the founder issue around marketing. They all want to come in and they want to live in that earned marketing because that's free and
it's
connected, but they haven't done the work yet. And then they say, okay, well, let's go paid and push social because it's a pretty quick, immediate gratification if it's out there. But to your point, does it convert at a lesser rate than it would if you really got out there and talked about the business?
Right.
So you did a wonderful job deflecting my question. So we'll talk about the business and the seeds that you plant. But that is, from a business owner standpoint, I want to encourage, that's a great solution to your business is really your team. and you love talking about your team.
I do.
And you're facing a concern that isn't unique in business ownership. It's how do you go out and promote? How do you plant those seeds, which I appreciate that you do. And then here, it's been so helpful for entrepreneurs to just see the perspective of, you got to do this work early. It's part of our curriculum base. And then they say, well, who do we go to? And you can give them organizations to look at and say, okay, which one fits you? Because you do have to believe in the business.
Absolutely. 100%.
I imagine it's hard to be creatively curious about something you just can't get behind.
Oh, it is very hard. It's easy to spend tons and tons of hours on clients that we believe in and we want to help and we want to support. Some of the others, you know, some are a little bit more of a struggle than others. But regardless, we jump in the boat fully with all of them.
Let's go back to the modern company, because you're continuing to scale and grow from working in your home with your cat to now I see you bring in customers from all over the place, and they're coming here to visit with you and to sit down and go through the experience that I know around. You ask some hard questions and you really dig in and make people think even some silly things about their business so that they can tell you what really matters to them.
Right.
What does that conversation feel like, that introductory kickoff for brand strategy? What does that make them consider?
Oh, we have a whole set of worksheets we take them through. But really what the heart of it is who are you? Why are you doing what you're doing? How are you doing it differently? And then even in that, just connecting all the threads, because everybody knows story. Stories sell. We very early on, Donald Miller with Story Brand has been highly impactful in a lot of the ways we operate, because it's irrefutable. Stories are 10 times stickier. I don't know what the math is, but it's probably even more than 10 times. They're so much stickier than just having people memorize statistics. And so if you can relate to somebody on a personal level, they're way more likely to really understand what you're saying. And so when it comes from a more personal angle and you continue that story thread, when somebody starts telling a story and they open up a lot of story loops, but they never come back and close the story loops, it makes it really hard to follow the story. You're like, hey, I need you to go pick up my dry cleaning. Oh, by the way, Piper has a doctor's appointment. Oh, did you see that thing I put on your desk? And you're like, what are you talking about?
Well, it just seems frantic. And we can talk about frantic brands in the market.
It's not helping anybody. And so being very diligent to open a story loop and then close that story loop, but then everything in the middle always kind of relates back to that same story is crucial. And it's so easy for us to get lost on the tangents.
Yes. And I think the social media phase that we're in, it is an immediate gratification of putting something out to the world. Mm-hmm. And it might be something really exciting that you want to share right away. But that seems like a bad idea as I'm having this conversation with you, because you want to be more purposeful, intentional about what is the story. Mm-hmm. And here, for this organization, Dust Greenhouse, I ask myself, for the sake of what? Like, if we're going to do something, it has to fall into our missional buckets, and it has to have a purpose bigger than that one action.
Yes.
I think marketing, that storytelling really does relate back to, and I think it disproportionately impacts the small business owner.
I would highly agree with that, because it does take time to be intentional, and where the larger companies may have more resources to spend the time to get intentional, the small businesses are hustling their tushes off.
Well, they're doing payroll and HR and sales and everything else.
Yes. And operations and all the things. But it's funny, growing up, even my dad was a carpenter. And so precision for him was everything. And my mom was a missionary and a clown, like a real clown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like red nose.
Red nose.
Colorful hair.
Whole nine yards.
Oh, no.
Whole nine yards.
I'm deathly afraid of clowns. Stop just for the record.
Oh, man. If she was alive right now, I would so have her come in here and mess with you. She would love that. She had a good sense of humor. But it's just like the lessons, even from that, like growing up, we didn't have much. I had multiple jobs during high school. I put myself through college, even putting myself through college with multiple jobs. Like, I know how to hustle. For years, I would tell you, my parents didn't give me anything. But now I'm older and you know what they gave me? They gave me a work ethic and they gave me a servant heart. And it's such a cool marriage, and I can see it kind of running through even from the beginning. When you truly want to serve people, and then when you truly care about what that outcome is and you have the tools to actually help them do it, it's been a win-win all around. It's been great.
I appreciate that you can go back into your family system and say, here's the precision. Yeah. And here's the creative,
exactly.
Fun. And I see all of that in your personality and the way you work with people. So it's great to understand where that comes from and how that got packaged.
I know, right? Even the murals that we've been doing recently, the amount of math and geometry and precision that has to go into getting it out of the computer onto an actual wall. This has been tricky.
So for all our elementary school students that are listening, you will use...
Every day.
So much math.
I was so fortunate to have some fantastic math teachers. I went to Comfort over here.
So you're gal. Comfort High School.
Local gal. K through 12 in Comfort. I had Mr. Rial and Mr. Paylily. Fantastic math teachers.
Well, we're starting to see more movement in Comfort. I'm excited about it. I think we're going to have a lot of small businesses moving in. And I know they're all going to need to be very intentional. Especially as you get outside of the big city centers, you have to attract people to your modern company. And your modern company could be in Comfort and servicing the country. It's so neat to see that as a reality with Manifestive and Manifestive Design and everything that you're doing. So talking about going to Comfort High School and being part of Comfort High School and the Hill Country, athletics is such a big deal. In high school, did you find yourself in athletics, or did you, as a creative and an artist, did you find that earlier in your educational career?
That's actually a really funny story. By the time I was a senior in high school, I had never taken an art class. I filled my days with all of the extracurriculars and student council and NHS. And I was even on Crime Stoppers.
What is it? The McGraw dog? What's his name?
McGruff. But my senior year, before they would let me graduate, I had to take an art one. And I didn't have room for it. So I had to do some wizardry with my schedule. But in that art one class, I just immediately fell in love with all of the different things, the pencil drawings and the watercoloring and the oils and the colors. But about halfway through that art one class, as our midterm, we had to turn in one of our art pieces to the San Antonio Western Art Show at the Stock Show and Rodeo. And wouldn't you know it, like, as halfway through an art one, I ended up getting reserve grand champion, second place for the whole dang show.
Which is not an insignificant, like, that's a big deal, because today, I mean, it's one of my favorite things to take people at the San Antonio Stock Show and Rodeo is to take you through that hallway and show you this amazing artwork that most kids have spent their entire career learning about different textures and tools and pencils and oils.
And I just needed the grade.
What a great gift to discover, and I appreciate that inside of Comfort ISD, you were able to discover that right at the last moment.
Thank you, Mr. Terillian.
But it changed the trajectory, as you said, and so that's where we like pouring into these students and giving them a visibility to there's really endless possibilities to how work happens today. As we wrap up our time, I want to make sure we talk about really, again, that move to the modern company. You've had a career that spans a lot of great work in a lot of different work environments, and now you've settled here. Just reiterating that you have employees across the state, so we're all connected in a new way for work. I watch your stand-up. I call them daily stand-ups because that world, but your team meeting every morning is such a great artifact to building a team culture and building a brand and ensuring its consistency.
I can see a direct correlation of the amount of energy I bring into those meetings and then how it trickles out into the team and how they show up. Like, if I come in and I'm grumpy, lazy, and I don't want to do it, or if I'm in a bad mood, that translates to them. Having those morning meetings every morning consistently and showing up happy or not, but like a good face on and bringing that energy, it's so nice. They're in Pflugerville, they're Austin, they're all over the state. But even doing the murals, even though they may not be the most profitable thing we do, it gives us a reason as creatives to come together as a team in person, even though some of us are traveling. And when we do then get together in person, it's so much sweeter. And we get to, you know, certain jobs require certain people be in person. And so we can kind of, the space that we have here at DOS Greenhouse is a nice, it's so helpful to have a little flex space because most of the times it's just me. But I have room for six people in the office. And so whether we're hosting clients or whether I have team members kind of circling in and out, it's been phenomenal to have that space.
Well, I want to thank you for being part of our ecosystem and helping the business leaders really understand there's more to marketing than marketing. And you really have to break it out sectionally and be intentional and purposeful about the storefront that you're building and this message that you're saying. This is Justin McKenzie encouraging you to ask the tough questions, uncover the real issues, and keep building Texas. Callie, thank you for joining us today. This is Justin McKenzie from Building Texas. Today's segment is brought to you by DOS Greenhouse. DOS Greenhouse is a business incubator launched here in Bernie to serve our local community. DOS Greenhouse is a place where you can come to grow your idea. Our goal is to make Bernie accessible to people who are looking to grow a business, expand a business, or learn more about what's out there in their community and get involved. Visit us at dosgreenhouse.org or come visit us at 7 Upper Balconies Road, Bernie, Texas. DOS Greenhouse.
Now let's head over to the Patrick Heath Public Library with Miss Constance for Children's Story Time. The Patrick Heath Library is open today from 10 to 4. This is Bernie Radio.